Is there anybody else out there waiting?
No, Jennifer would send them in.
Okay.
Okay, what we have here is board time, Wednesday, July 8th at 3:15.
Okay, very good. We can start out with 1.1, the minute approval of the minutes. Is there any motion?
So, regarding the minutes of June 17th, so there were two requested amendments to these minutes. Is this the correct one?
I'm good with it.
And
yes, those minutes are faithful to the events of the board.
Okay. So, and this is the confirmed.
It is.
Okay, good. So I move for, and July 1 was our last meeting, correct?
Yes.
So I move to approve, I'm going to do these separately. I move to approve the amended minutes of June 17 for Board of County Councilors board time meeting of June 17.
Okay. Second. All right. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Okay.
And I move to approve Board of County Councilors board time minutes of July 1, 2015.
A second.
Okay. Any more discussion? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Okay. 1.1 is done. Move on to 1.2. Is that you, Tom? Who is that?
No, actually, that's me. Okay. Councilor Mielke came to me, a substantial amount of time ago.
Well, we got answers back each time from the park people.
Okay.
But they made a couple errors in the corrections that they were doing, and it got worse instead of better. Instead of making a wider parking space, they put no parking.
Right.
So now.
Right. Now, the neighborhood parks are designed to serve the immediate neighborhood, and so that the people who are using the parks do not have to drive to the park. Mount Vista Meadows, for example, is a neighborhood park, but it has on-street parking next to it. So our application of our principle in some cases is inconsistent because some parks have parking, some don't. Fazio Park here is visited by people who are far enough away so they would like to drive. And since the road is marked with a bike lane on both sides of the roadway, people have been parking on the west side of Northwest 21st Avenue in violation of the bike lane. So they do two things. Their vehicle protrudes into the roadway on the roadway side of the white line marking the bike lane. And they're taking the bike lane out of use because if you're in a bike lane and you have to go into the roadway to get around a car, then you're subjecting yourself to risk.
Mm-hmm.
So Councilor Mielke heard from some neighbors in the adjoining neighborhoods, people patronizing the park were parking inside their neighborhoods and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So he asked me to do something about it, and I worked with Heath Henderson and Carolyn Hennigus, and they have proposed a solution. Page 2 of your paper here has a little graphic.
Mm-hmm.
It shows the existing conditions where you have a sidewalk on the west side, a bike lane, two travel lanes, and a bike lane on the east side. They're proposing to take the bike lane on the west side, convert it to parking,
mm-hmm.
remark the road appropriately, and keep the bike lane on the east side.
Mm-hmm.
One bike lane on a road of that nature is sufficient to handle bike traffic, and so this is a solution that doesn't deny people on bicycles a safe place to bike, but it does provide for legal parking on street.
Mm-hmm.
So Heath asked me to run that concept by the board and ask for your permission to make that change.
Okay.
Two things. I want to thank Mr. Mielke who received some citizen complaints for figuring out that it was a circumstance that somebody needed to do something about, or at least it was possible to mitigate those dangers and complications, and to the county manager and Public Works for finding an intelligent, effective way to have citizens be able to use that park they can use it even if they're driving in. They don't need to be strangers in, if you look at the map of the neighborhood, it's sort of a unit neighborhood off the main route, so what I'm sure they have are people driving around that are strangers looking for a place to park, which is a little destabilizing to neighborhoods that are structured like that. It's just a win-win, and it's another example of what our public works can figure out how to do. So I appreciate it.
Is that a motion? Or?
Well, yeah.
Could it become a motion?
No, it is a motion.
Yeah, I second that motion.
We go ahead with it.
Yeah, I would fully embrace those same words and say, well done, Tom. You went to bat. You found the solution. Your staff was able to improve it all, propose it, and get her done, and I'm very supportive of it. So, good work.
It was a third time charm. We made mistakes by doing the wrong thing, but you know, if our staff hadn't gone out there and done something, it would have been worse.
Yes.
So we're allowed to make mistakes.
Well, we're allowed to solve a problem and then solve it in even a better way.
And we did it with current dollars because the alternative was to make nose-in parking, and that would have cost us a lot of money.
Oh, we would have had to break up the sidewalk and re-pour concrete. And
So
this is parallel-style parking. We just have to remove some signs, restripe, so it's an incredibly low-cost improvement.
Thank you. I second the motion.
So is there some action required for this?
So
we have consensus that, do it, right?
Right. Just
okay. Great job.
Now that there's been a motion and a second, just vote on it, and we'll get on with it.
Thank you.
All in favor of implementing what was proposed here, say aye.
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 Aye. Motion passes. Okay, great job.
Okay, Tom. He's 7-for-7. I love it.
Woo-hoo. New business. Counselor?
I have many things pending. And some things that I'll want to bring into board time, but none that are prepared to the degree I can bring them in yet. So
the words exactly.
The dough is rising.
Yes.
Well, or falling, whichever way.
There are buns in the oven. Okay, Tom?
Well, I don't remember how much time we gave you to
as long as it takes, but as quickly as possible.
that was to recap the information you provided for us on the Dolly Billy. Yeah. And that was one. And the other one that we'd move forward on, but I'll wait until Peter comes back. He has all my paperwork.
Paradise?
On the Paradise Point thing.
Okay.
We had researched it all the way, and we shared with you last week the information, and you got a copy of the sale agreement when we purchased it. So,
when we purchased it, the staff report said that the house would be sold.
But the complicated part of that is that under the Growth Management Act, it becomes an illegal lot, and
correct,
so do the other ones. So
it has to be a package deal.
And it's a good thing because it really doesn't negatively affect our green space because it's farmland. The good thing is that we get to put that back down on the river, and that's our intent. And we're working with Heath on some other county property to use that money for. And we're also working with the parks to purchase more property on the south side of the river too. So.
Yeah, and to the east.
So the status is this moving along? Do you, is there some step you're waiting for us on it?
No, we have all the information we need, and we shared that information with you last week.
Have the information. When I can have an opportunity to disagree here, I'm looking for it. So.
Okay. Well, much like with the Dolly Building, any proposal to the board to surplus property will have a well-developed set of materials for the board to consider. Mm-hmm. We have not put those materials together as of yet.
So I don't care what the purchase and sale agreements say. There might have been a recommendation that be sold at the time. I think some things have happened since then So just because that was recommended at the time doesn't mean it's still a good idea.
Sure.
That's all of that, and where it's located and the green belts that are around it, all of that.
And there's no green belt around it.
Pardon me?
There's no green belt around it.
Well,
there's a green belt on the north end of it.
Councillor Stewart has the floor.
So the value of that as a consolidated piece for green space, I think all that needs to be considered. And the fact that the conservation futures are there and all the rest of that. So to me, those are going to be really important aspects of this, whether it's advisable to segregate that piece out and sell it. And so I'll be interested in seeing that report, but I hope it's holistic.
I think there's two different things we're considering. The report we talked about is on the Dolly building.
Yes, and he is going to formalize put it together.
The other one is a separate issue.
Yes,
the
understood.
Paradise, yeah. Mm-hmm. I would encourage you to go look at what we're talking about.
And I will look at it.
Because it's...
I've looked on maps.
There's no green space, and from that area south is our homes. So we're not... There's no green belt, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'll bring that back next week to ask for your approval. So
we can approve it. We need a report from him before we can.
Well, bring that one back with it, I guess.
Okay. Can you have that done in a week?
No.
Okay.
When can you have it done?
I need to get Peter and Pat Lee and some others in a room.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm having a little issue with dragging our feet on this. We worked on the Dolly building now over a year.
Dolly building is a different matter.
And it's been back before this board now, counting today, at least four times.
Okay. Four times. So what we did with the Dolly building is we directed Chris Horn to work with staff to prepare a staff report that would provide all the relevant information and to put that on the agenda for us to be able to consider it surplusing, and that moved it along the process. Mm-hmm. Why don't we do that with this?
We already did that. We hired another individual, real estate person. Was it the guy that manages it? He did the first report, and his estimate of value was too broad. So then we used our real estate person to go down and evaluate and come back with a more refined value. And that's what we've done, and that's what he's going to put together and bring back in a report.
Well, I'm just thinking of moving it along. The process would be for us to be able to gather all the relevant information, create a staff report, bring that to a hearing, put it on the agenda, then we'll consider that information and to determine whether or not it makes sense for us to surplus that property, right? This moves it through the process.
Why would you bring it back to a hearing when you could handle it here in a public setting?
As I understand things, the process of determining a property as surplus requires that business be done like the Dolly building.
You're mistaken. Chris sat here last week and said, no, you could do either or, but the report from our manager was part of it.
The only difference that we think we're talking about here, Tom, is whether it be board time or whether it be
public hearing.
And the public hearing allows the participation of the public to be able to weigh in on it. It's a more transparent process, and it's a more formal process. All the rest of the ingredients, the code requires the staff report to be created.
If you're going to wait for everybody else's agreement, why do you need a report from the manager?
Actually, the code that Chris read last week requires that process.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we can't.
We don't serve less. Only he can tell us.
My heartache is it's going to be back before this board no less than five times by next week, and then you're going to go back to a hearing.
Actually, this moves it directly to the hearing.
After next week.
After his report.
When the work is complete. And I,
right.
Like I said, Peter's out this full week.
So it won't come back to this board. When you get your report, it goes to the hearing then.
I'm hearing that's what the majority of the board would like to see, yes.
Okay.
So it's the fastest way to move it along that I know.
The fastest way would be move it back here.
Well,
we
still need to take that next step.
It doesn't have to go to a hearing.
And not do it
Chris
in a public hearing. Okay.
Well, it'd probably be better that it does.
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
Well, you make a target yourself, and you'll have the naysayers no matter what you do, no matter what the report says, or anything else.
That's a consequence of
doing
public business.
Tom, haven't you learned to love those naysayers?
And we also
if they were factual.
We also have the yaysayers.
But they're told what to say, when to say it, and why.
So I would entertain a motion to move it along to the next logical step.
Okay.
No, I want to see the report first. I mean, nothing can happen until he does his review and writes a report saying, for all these reasons, I believe this property is surplus.
So I make a motion. As soon as he gets the report and shares it with us, that we put it on the next available hearing calendar.
In other words, you would follow the same process as we did on the Dolly building, which gathers all the information, provides a staff report, a recommendation, puts it on the agenda, allows us to deliberate, consider all of that, and so that is the process you're suggesting, and you just made that motion.
Yes.
I don't even know which property we're talking about anymore. I thought we were reiterating that would be the process for the Dolly building.
Yeah, that process was already agreed to, I think, a week ago
That you will present it to us if you believe it's property that legitimately can be surplus. It's not up to us to determine what surplus, according to what our legal counsel read to us.
I gave you a copy of that last week. Excess property, I gave that to you. And the policy that we have for identifying excess property.
There is a process that the manager has to do.
Yes.
And what's common is that the process for the Dolly building is the process you use for any property. And this moves this second property through that same process.
And since I have been in board times where proposals have come forward to sell properties or to look at properties to sell, I have said, I want to know what the formal process is. What's the legal process? Us sitting around a table dreaming up what ought to be sold is not the legal process.
We're not doing that, Jeannie. We're saying right here, we have a process. We've acknowledged the process going to him.
We heard last week what the formal process is because Chris read us the code.
Okay.
That's the process I've been asking. And last week, we were reminded it's in code.
Yeah.
So on the... But I don't know how, it sounds to me like we're urging him to hurry up with that.
Yes.
I think he needs to take on the Dolly building. I have certain aspects of that I'm going to be interested in, like how much revenue that building generates now and what we use it for.
Right.
And when we don't have it anymore, what are the implications where we have that earmarked right now. When we sell the building and we don't have that revenue anymore. So those are things that I'm waiting for the report from you so I can come back and ask certain questions.
Mm-hmm.
And the same is going to be true of the other property, the Paradise Point.
So in the report and all the information that gets prepared.
And I'd like to have that discussion in here. When the report is prepared, that to have it presented here before we schedule it for a board meeting so that we can have any final questions answered.
Jenny, I need to ask you to read what I gave you last week. I gave you the report, both reports, the real estate report and the evaluation of the commercial property and what the revenue was.
But and, that doesn't...
And what you're asking for now is something that is not part of deciding to label it as excess property, but you're saying, what are we going to do with that money? That's the second question, not the same question.
Just because you bring a property here and believe it should be sold...
That's what the expert said.
Well...
Not me.
You and your... Okay. The expert didn't communicate with me. I wasn't asking anybody.
I gave you a copy of it.
I'm not saying that you didn't give me some information.
Okay.
I'm just saying the first I ever heard of the sale potentially coming forward was from you, not from the county manager. So he puts the package together, and he advises me. It might be your advice that it should be surplused, but we need to have more than one opinion on this. And in this case, there's a requirement that he writes the report, a complete report, and gives it to, submits it to us in our formal capacity for our review.
And
so,
that is the process. So I'll second the
and
motion.
And it will be. What's the motion?
The motion is that the manager gives to us the report.
Which report?
The report on each parcel of land be considered to be excess. And after that report, as soon as possible, we put it on a hearing, on a hearing date.
Can I paraphrase what what I think you're, or clarify that? It's basically following the same process for a stamp, regardless of the kind of property, like we followed on the Dolly building, and that is that all the relevant information would be pulled together, a staff report would be created, an agenda item would be, that would be combined with an agenda item. We'll bring that to a public meeting. We can deliberate, consider it, and before that ever happens, we already get all the information before that public hearing happens. So we can get our one-on-ones, we can do our homework, and then at that, we're not committed to sell it. What we're doing is we're committing to go through the process and deliberate in public and make a decision based on all that necessary information. And that's the motion. And I second that motion.
That goes
and this allows
the,
us to be able, it's a formalized way of pulling all the stuff together for our consideration.
Point of clarification or question. So I'm concerned about him having one-on-ones. Is there any reason why he can't bring it back to board time for a public discussion by us in the preliminary draft?
I would assume.
That's basically what board time is about, is where we have an important common thing to talk about that we can do it in here.
You said
one-on-one.
Well, I think we all have our unique styles in how we arrive at doing our homework and doing our due diligence. To me, I always do one-on-ones because I can ask in-depth questions without belaboring the point. So anytime we have anything that goes on the agenda out there, it's normal for us to be able to have one-on-ones before we get there and probe as much as we want to study this and be able to consider what that is. And when it comes on the agenda out there, if we feel at that point that we're not ready, there's still some more homework, we can pull it, we can delay it until we get to that point. But because this does have a substantial amount of history to it, I feel like I've spent enough time so far to me to say this is a serious consideration, and I don't want it to languish, because these are significant funds that are tied up in land that if it is appropriate for us to surplus it, then those funds can be put to better use, and everybody wins because the wheels of government turn better.
Understand your point, and it's completely accurate to say at the time it gets scheduled for a hearing, we all have one-on-ones with you about whatever is on the agenda to make sure we're all clear about it. But really, by the time it gets into the public hearing, it really looks like it's a foregone conclusion.
Nothing's a foregone conclusion in a public hearing. That's why you have it.
So, how soon see what you, the report you'll give to us is what your judgment and recommendation is on a sale in this case. So I don't want to wait until the public hearing to ask you, well, wait a minute, what about this? What about this? What about this? I need a ahead of time venue so that if you say, well, that's a good point, I didn't consider that, which I doubt would happen, but let's just say what
it does, though.
then I don't want to do that in public where you say, well, I didn't think of that.
Yeah,
I mean,
inadequate staff work, sorry.
let's get the questions worked out of it. But I'd like to do it here where I can hear what questions other people are asking.
Could I add one thing? Because I had a quick conversation with Chris about this, and I may be correct or incorrect, but I think it's also maybe a good time, it would be a good time to get a refresher from Chris Horn on when it's appropriate under the statute to have executive session when you're talking about the sale or purchase of property. Now, surplus property, it may be not matter as much, but there are many cases where the statute
calls for... Well, but it's
calls
who determines
for
what's surplus. That's part of the whole thing. Us
right,
looking
but
around
I'm concerned about the reasons why.
The value.
Generating reports,
right,
generating
right.
things, and I think a lot of times the statute
right.
acknowledges that you're allowed to do that in executive session so that if there is delicate or sensitive information that could impact the purchase or sale or
that's
the decision,
right.
you can do that on your own.
Right.
So anyways, maybe Chris could shed some light on when that's appropriate.
So I would recommend that it come back to executive session because of that reason. We wouldn't want to do anything that would hinder a good sale if we decide to go that way.
I actually agree with you.
Yeah.
I agree on that point that some of our initial discussion and
right, but questions, the Paradise, is it the Paradise property? We're calling it that. There's a house, I think, on a 5-acre lot, and there's 15 acres surrounding it. Questions that might be relevant in this case is that land, are any of the features contemplated by staff, trails and otherwise, do they use that property? And if the answer is no, all right, well, there's one impediment to the sale that doesn't exist. We're going to use property closer to the river, and we're going to have a trail network there, and we'll have a picnic shelter or what have you. So can we safely dispose of that land without adversely impacting the green space? Yes or no? Okay, let's assume the answer is yes. All right. Are there any covenants on that land that would prohibit us from selling it? Yes or no? The answer is no. Do we have another parcel that we contemplate replacing that land with that the state would approve? Because if you get grant money to buy property from the state and you contemplate selling some of it, then you need prior approval from the state before you sell it because you have to have a replacement parcel identified and available. Okay, do we have a parcel identified and available? Yes or no? Okay, let's assume it's yes. Does it fit into our trail plan? The answer is yes. Okay, and then all the indicators are we ought to sell it. Now, the answers to those questions might be different, which might cause the board to say, let's not sell it. But you don't have all those facts at your disposal at the moment, so you can't make an intelligent decision, notwithstanding Councillor Mielke's enthusiasm to get it done. So
I haven't worked on it for so long.
So anyway, those are the types of questions we have to ask on that sale. With the Dolly building, it's more economics. Well, it's more what is the purpose of county government? Are we? Do county governments typically serve as landlords? No. Well, we bought the building because we had county departments that were in it. Now we have a board of equalization that has two people. We can easily move them to this building, ergo, we don't need that building anymore. So does the board want to stay in a landlord business? Yes or no? Probably no. What's the net revenue stream on that building, and how would it compare to the property tax revenue we would receive if it went back on the property tax rolls? If we sold it for X amount of dollars, where would we put that money? And how would we replace the revenue stream that the budget office uses for maintenance of facilities and debt service? So those are the kinds of questions that you need to have answered before you can say, surplus it, put it on the market, get rid of it. And that's my job to provide that to you. In any surplus property decision.
And there may even be other questions.
So yes. part of that, I might add, that is a second question, and that is, what do you do with the money? And I think that's the second question that we have that we would beat out here as to where that money would go. What funds necessarily bought that building? I know that we have a debt on this, and we use that building to pay the debt on this. So when we get there, I'll probably recommend that all that money come back to pay this debt down.
Okay. So there's a motion on the table to move it forward, and let me clarify the process to make sure that all of the potential steps are followed. The process of pulling that documentation together, the staff report and all that stuff, is necessary for us to be able to move it forward, and no matter what we do. So, and it's going to be something that's going to take you more than a week to do, right? Mm-hmm. What would you guess this is going to take you, Mark?
This is Bob Stevens' mm-hmm. job, okay. And I just sent
Weeks,
him a note.
Basically, right?
I sent him a note. How are we doing on that? Board's okay. Very anxious to see it.
Okay. So why don't we do this? When it comes to this, the path forward that we describe for this property is that we'll set this in motion, but we'll also consider it if there's an appropriate time for us to be able to either consider it ahead of time in the board time or in executive session, depending on what Chris Horn recommends. At any one of those points, we can say, "Oop, we're not going to move forward." But in the meantime, this puts it onto a path that will ensure that it doesn't fall through the crack, and it allows those checkpoints for us to be able to consider along mm-hmm. the way. Mm-hmm. So with that, I think the bases are covered. The understanding is we will have opportunity to talk to it, to address it in this format, and in executive session, those opportunities are there before it actually shows up out there. But we are setting that in motion, and it will end up up there unless we interrupt it. So with that, do we need any more discussion before
you
we go?
I want to.
I want
to here or up there.
No, it ends up there. That's the formal process, but the path would allow us to be able to just to consider
legal,
that here.
The legal
first.
Staff will tell you.
Well, that's
the legal staff says.
Look, I can assure you that there are people in the community who will want to testify regarding the Paradise property.
Yes.
And they can't testify in here.
Right. And maybe the Dolly building.
And maybe the Dolly.
Yes.
We don't know that.
It's
and
their
these
property.
Are sizable assets. Mm-hmm. These aren't little slivers next to somebody's fence. So,
yes.
Well, that's a whole different matter.
It is.
So,
yes.
your motion's way too complicated. Could we just say?
I didn't modify it. All I did was
that we instruct him to follow the county code in developing a report on these two properties.
You're both moving my motion.
Yeah.
So let me make my motion again.
Well, to clarify
you guys,
your motion.
Before you guys do a friendly amendment, I'd like to make a motion that we wait until we get the report back from our manager, and we have time to review it, and then at the direction of our legal staff, either take action here or out there. In the hearing for action.
Okay. Then you are withdrawing your original motion. I withdraw my original second. And so your motion now is to gather all the information, bring it to board time, we'll consider the path forward. Is that okay? I second that motion. Is
okay.
That fair enough?
It's the same thing.
And our prosecuting attorney will be in the room, and he will strongly suggest that you take it to a consent hearing.
Yes.
He will?
He will.
If it makes sense for us when we get all that information.
So I think
I want to make it clear that the execution, whatever we do, that the hearing be in a regular board a regular board meeting.
The likely and will be
the motion was at the recommendation of our legal staff.
Right. Yes. So this moves it to the
but
next logical step.
But he's already said, you know, he's then already
argue.
Said
Th-
it could be in here or it could be in there.
On some matters, yes, but on a matter of this importance,
millions of dollars,
he would strongly suggest that it be in a venue where public testimony can be taken.
In any case, that
which
base
is not
will be
this
covered.
Venue.
So I think we're all getting what we're addressing all the concerns. You're able to get your concerns addressed there because you were bringing it to board time. All the documentation will be provided, and then we'll consider the path forward as defined by our prosecuting attorney. What's not to like? Okay, any more discussion?
I don't like the motion.
You want my way.
Really? Okay.
Aye.
I second the motion. Any more discussion?
He already said aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Okay.
Good. Motion to adjourn?
You don't want to follow the process.
That moves it along so
I
that we have enough
want any
information
the door
to
open that the final decision is made in here. That was part of your motion. That
and
it would leave that
and
out.
And I agree. We'll make a decision.
But you need to make it a little bit quicker.
Right. It'll end up right.
You've got to be quicker because I have nine more of these to do.
See, that's exactly my point.
What's your problem?
You're cherry picking, and we have no program, no plan.
I'm bringing it
where
to you.
Who are you? To bring it to us.
I'm saying we
should have a plan. We should have a plan where we systematically review all property we're not using.
3 years ago, we went to our staff.
Is there a list?
Let me finish. We went to our staff, the whole county staff, and we said, please bring back anything that you might think would be excess property, because we believe that we have a lot of it.
Okay, so there's a list.
No.
And we
know
must
what they brought
have
us?
A way that we go through it.
Know what they brought us? A whole bunch of park property. And say, we're not selling that. But then they said, we don't have any excess property. So when I got my staff, when we had additional staff, I should say, we started looking for ourselves, and we're finding them all over the place. And it's important that we identify these things. It's just land sitting feral, not maintained, and not necessary today when it was bought 10 to 20 years ago.
I know. And what I'm saying, Tom, is it can't be you alone who decides what you think is surplus.
We're not doing that. It's coming back here to a process that we've talked about for the last hour.
This is not a real process. I'm talking upstream, where we all have the same list of property that is either excess or we're not using, that we own, that is sizable property. We should, as a team, be deciding what might be surplus. And
it's up to him, not us.
Well, then he should look at the list and bring us recommendations before any final reports.
Would you get a list for him?
Well, I'm not wrong about this. We need to have a systematic way. Not we wait for Tom Mielke to bring it in and recommend it get surplus.
Then how?
Then how? Indeed, that tells me we need a process, Tom. Some systematic way.
Tell me your process.
This.
We already went through a process. You don't have one. You're just being a naysayer. And all this
I'm
has
not,
been,
I am going to be a naysayer on selling that farm. I'm pretty sure. I'm going to wait for that information.
But please go out and look at it so we all know what we're talking about.
Well.
So, Mark, got a question for you. You're aware of all the different surplus property that's out there. Is there a simple process you can come up with to help us make progress on this, these kinds of things?
We have the surplus property project going. Larry Free has a list, and where we ended is last time we brought it back to the council was we had done
when
a lot
that?
2 years last fall.
Year and a half ago.
No, it's been since then, but the issue became, in searching through all these properties in the different departments, it was taking a lot of staff time, and I think where it ended was the staff asked the council, do you want us to keep doing this? Because it's you know, it's...
And they had all these hours
backed up. Look how much time,
up.
You know, yeah. Peter's okay. put into it.
So
we have all this.
So let me summarize, because I've been here for several years now, and I've been through the work sessions, and I've seen what the process is, and it wasn't just simply an asking the question. We go back to those work sessions, we'll find that we did give them direction, and what is happening here is that at least someone is taking some leadership, and I congratulate Tom for working with staff to one by one identify individual properties and get something done. Because we do not have a process. The process that has been there has been one of stagnation. We haven't got anything done. And Mark, if there is a better process that you can come up with that will help us to make some progress and not let it languish for years, we'd like to hear it. Councilor Stewart, if you have a process that you'd like to propose.
I don't know what's been done in the past. Now I'm hearing, I've asked this question at least 5 times in board time. Have we ever identified the property that might be considered surplus, sizable parcels?
In the goal, and it has been stagnant. But
has there been a process for looking at it? For determination.
And the goal staff was trying to get towards was coming up with 10 or 12 parcels at a time that they could bring to a work session so the council could look at those 10 or 12 and decide what to do. And in fact, the Dolly Building was on the last PowerPoint.
These are lands that
were... last time, I don't know. Last work session.
Yeah, we're going to surplus.
No.
Oh.
Okay.
Let me share what I can recollect from the last work session. We did give staff direction in the direction, as I can recall, and it's been a while, so I could be a little fuzzy and incorrect in one, but I reserve the right to be wrong here.
Me too.
And that is that the list needs to be categorized, it needs to be made public, or at least it needs to be formed into some kind of a table and a grid, and can be integrated with our GIS system, and have some basic categories to it so that we can take a look at the low-hanging fruit and make visible those things that right now it's invisible. And Mark, we haven't followed through on that action item. That would be a really good thing to go back and see what direction was given and get that back started and see what if that can be done. And you can take it further. I think you understand what we're trying to do here. We're trying to make sure that we're not missing opportunities and take action on whatever ought to be considered.
No, when we did this before, we did have staff do it. They used all kinds of time to do it, and it came back with pretty much, well, we don't think we have any. And I'm just telling Mark, across the river from Paradise Park, there's 6 parcels that was bought by Public Works. For what reason, I don't know. But we're researching that. We're finding out when it was bought, what money bought it, why was it bought, was it a road proposed? Being Public Works, there's probably a road. And that's not being used. Then upriver a little ways, west of our gravel pit, we have another sizable acreage area sitting there feral. That needs to be done with it. You make a park out of it. In fact, some of the things that we talked about when we were talking about this other land was putting a bridge across and be able to access that over there and then come back over here and continue up the trail all the way to Daybreak Park.
Oh, I agree. It's just when you dig into the categories, they end up a lot of them times having these strings attached. For instance, the Paradise Park one's not going to be a slam dunk because we got to find you have to spend money on equal.
Yeah.
So rather than get into the details of that, Mark, you had something to say?
West of Daybreak, there is a parcel there, but Public Works uses that to take material when they have road projects. And they're using that to dispose of the material as fill because it's the grade is low, and as they fill it up, the grade is rising, and at some point they will not use that property anymore for the purpose they're using it now. Heath Henderson was adamant that he went to his superintendents, his crew chiefs, and they were like, "We need to keep that property. We use it."
I think you're talking about a different piece of property. The one you're speaking of is on 259th.
We have
two parcels.
Why don't we do this? Because rather, we can't talk about individual pieces of property. We're talking about the big picture.
It gives you an idea.
So, Mark, between now and the next, let's say, see what you can do next board time, prepare next board time, or the next one. And that is to take a look at the big picture and see what can we do to make county-owned properties more visible, filter-wise, category-wise, and then let us know what you find, okay?
On the transparency page, we have six or seven links, map of county land, developed and undeveloped county land, a county lands report where you can pull it by department or by type, real property, surplus property, sales process, and surplus county land being considered for sale. So we have, I don't know how many, little green dots on the map showing land that the county owns that we're considering surplusing.
Are there descriptions? Is there a spreadsheet that goes with that describes it?
I'll follow you to your office. And
thank you very much.
So could you also do this, Mark? I think we were recording, audio recording those meetings back then. If you look on the grid and see what you can find in our last work session regarding county-owned properties, and see what action items were directed there, and let's see what we can do to do those things, and see what else you can do to move it along. It's not a question of just simply making a list. It's a question of adding some basic categories to it. Are they remnants? Is this a viable piece of property? What category is it? Is this designated to be a future park? Especially starting with something that would be
or
a potential surplus. That's where we're looking for low-hanging fruit first, right, Tom?
I mean, what you're asking him to do is duplicate the work that Peter Silliman and I are doing. Why would you do that? You don't have enough to do? I don't care if you want to do it. But what I'm saying is that we're already going out and we're researching all of it. We're working with Pat Lee on it. We're working with parks on anything. We don't want to take any parks. What?
Peter Silliman shares none of that information with me. So it's...
When we put it together, we will bring it to you like I did the others.
At the point you want to surplus it. That means
step by step. 4 weeks, step by step by step. All the reports that we got. The only report you don't have is a summation from the manager. And I'll do the same with this other stuff. Now, we're going to get the same answer, I believe, from staff. And that's going to say, we don't have any surplus.
Well, at this point, Mark is I expect, able to work with Peter and find out what do you got and see if that process is the best process or if there's some way that we can enhance it, make it better defined, more efficient.
I think Peter is keeping Mark also abreast of what we're doing.
In any case, I would say we're inviting more insight. Is there a better way? We don't want to create the duplicate work. We want to make sure that whatever is in process is the smartest process for us to be able to actually do something tangible. So thank you very much, Tom, for actually making progress and leading this. You've identified two properties so far. That's more than the rest of us have done.
I've got more than that.
Progress is better than progress.
And what's really important is that we're going down to the department that's in charge of this each parcel. We also going back and we're looking at the purchase of it. We're looking at everything. So as we get that stuff, we bring it to you so that you have all that information. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there anything else? Anything else? You got anything?
Yes, sir.
Excellent. Okay. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Okay. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned. Thank you very much.
Okay.
What's your best guess regarding the date of that thing?